B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From BC Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listened to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through
giving
me to America.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia page.
What high school
page.
Did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That
page. Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add
you
it.
You added that.
I
yes,
didn't
you
even
did.
Know it.
You give me my new thing.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
I miss my Ren. Arguing, fighting back.
Having fun.
Unpopular opinions.
That's
having
her.
Fun.
That's her.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your June 18th. It is Mani and Roy and producer Nicole. Obviously, Loren on maternity leave still with our new baby boy, Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll get an update from her at some point today. She might pop the microphone on from her home or tomorrow.
You say that every day.
Putting it out in the universe.
Hoping that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we never text her and ask her.
I forget. As the show goes on, yeah. I'm so happy to be working with just you and me and
right.
not her. Opposite of everything I just said.
I know. I want to talk to her because she got that big trampoline in the backyard now. Did you see that?
Yeah, she got Cash.
Cash got a push present. Yeah, Cash got a push. And I have so many questions about, like... Is that a thing? Because I know, I think you said you did that too.
A push present?
For the kids?
Oh, no, I got Dean a present. Yeah.
That's so interesting that y'all do that.
You just want to kind of, you know, be like, hey, we're thinking of you too. Because all the attention is going to be on the new baby. All the attention is.
So we'll buy your love just temporarily with a...
It's not buying your love. It's, you know, more of like, here, go play with this while we're feeding the baby and dealing with the baby.
Distraction.
Yeah.
But I would have imagined, you know, Loren is so... It seems like such a dangerous thing. I just did not see Loren buying that trampoline.
Yeah.
I found that so interesting.
I think that's got Dallas's fingerprints
right?
all
Doesn't
over
it.
Yeah.
That sounds like a dad gift.
Although I can see Loren being like, eh... And not thinking about all the issues, and then all of a sudden we tell her, like, oh, you know, there's 12,000 injuries on a trampoline each
year.
And she goes, oh, I didn't think of that.
Think about all the kids that are going to want to come over in the neighborhood.
Right. I know, the neighborhood trampoline.
Yeah.
Anyway, your day in 30. I'll go first. I took my car yesterday to get the oil changed on, like, the express oil change at the dealership. And it took me, like, an hour and a half, but... I just realized that...
Why did it take you an hour and a half to get your oil changed?
Because I was, like, third in line when I got there.
Oh.
Yeah, the earlier the better, but I got this radio show that I do with you, and
right.
I can't get there at 8.
Yeah.
You know? But anyway, so it took about an hour and a half, and then I had done every... I had gone through my entire Facebook. I had gone through, like, Twitter, Insta, and... I was like, all right, I need one more thing to entertain me while I'm waiting. I sat on a bench outside, and then I went to my, and I don't really go there often, but it's the app for the neighborhoods.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Nextdoor app?
The Nextdoor app. And I was reading from my neighborhood. Somebody posted, like, hey, neighbors, my house isn't on fire. We just have the fire pit going. No need to call the fire department. And then somebody hits her back and says, oh, someone called the fire department? Yeah, not once, but twice. For a small fire, everything's good. We apologize for the smoke type thing. And then somebody posts a picture of the fire, and it's like 15 feet tall. And the person goes, hi, yeah, this is why the fire department was called, because...
You can't have fires that big.
Yeah, and she goes... that picture was like when it first started, the fireman came and said there was nothing wrong, that there was no reason, you know, to be here. And the guy goes, yeah, that's because the fire wasn't that high when the fire department got there.
Yeah.
But it was hilarious to me that I'm looking at this public back
See
and
the
forth
drama.
Between her and all the neighbors. Oh, I love it.
Listen, if you're out in the middle of nowhere, And you live up in the country, you can do that. But you can't do that in the city.
Yeah, I mean, we're in Waxhaw, but still, it's like basically, you know, the city of Waxhaw.
Which I've converted completely to the city life.
You're a city boy.
100%. Because somebody was lighting off fireworks in the neighborhood for some graduation party. And I was so mad. I was like, why? You know? And then they, because they're all drunk and lighting off fireworks, having a good time in the road. But the thing that they were lighting off fireworks in caught on fire. So there was massive flames from this box. And I'm going out there, and they've already got drunk and left. And I'm like, so I'm the one who have to deal with this. This is now my responsibility, neighbors. Because none of you want to be responsible. I'm like, oh, gosh, I'm turning into that. At one time, I'd been like, woo, let's drink. Let's have a good time.
Maybe if it was a Friday or Saturday, you would have. You know, maybe because it was a work night.
It was a Friday night.
Oh, it was last Friday? Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, what about you? What'd you do yesterday?
I was like, it's too close to
cars. You're going to blow up a car that could catch the gas tank on fire.
All just neighborhood scared. Yesterday for me, I had to go to this area to pick up something, but they only had street parking. And if you know anything about Charlotte, street parking's kind of hard to come by. Well, I went by right after work, you know, noon, lunchtime. Of course, it was busy for lunchtime, so I was like, let me go back home, do some things, mm-hmm. and then I'll run back out. And then I ran back out, like, at 6, dinner time, still. I mean, it's, like, impossible to get street parking. And I'm like, I am sure as hell not going back home. I am going to find street parking. And I think I did. I felt like a cop patrolling up and down this road, just waiting. I'd go up, I'd make a U-turn, I'd come back. I'm like, someone's going to leave at some point.
How long did it take you?
It took me about 15 minutes to get street parking. I was dedicated.
You are. 15 minutes.
And then I parked and I got everything I needed and I left.
You know, it'd be a real pistol is if, like, you were waiting 15 minutes and then like, by the time you did a U-turn, another car had come and took the spot.
Oh, well, that did happen a couple times. That did happen. I was so upset at that Ford Expedition.
You've got to be quick, man.
Hey guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on KISS 95.1.
Honoring frontline heroes. We got these awesome signs from our friends at Window Nation that says, a frontline hero lives here. And we wanted to honor you and put these in your yard.
Yeah, it's going to be our summer project. We're going to deliver these signs all over the Carolinas to you or the person that you nominate. And we are so happy to tell you that in less than 2 weeks, we have gone through our entire inventory of signs. And the Frontline Hero Lives Here campaign is over on the sign-up part. And now the delivering begins.
Yep.
So thank you to everyone who either signed up for yourself or signed up for someone that you know. Hundreds of signs will go out all over the Carolinas here in the next couple weeks.
If you don't get a sign, just know that we still honor you and we still appreciate you. There is just a limited amount of signs that we have.
Sure. Listen, we're not going to, you know, spend all summer. We're not like Spectrum Cable, who's running cable around people's homes all day.
No.
And you know, we have lives, too. I got to drop off a sign and go pick up my son.
Right. And it's just...
I got to go to Hickory to drop off a sign and then race back to...
We should do sign drop-off locations. All right, I need 50 people to meet me here.
A couple of the last-minute entries that came through. We got one from Christy, or for Christy. Christy is a phlebotomist that has been working on the front line since the beginning of the pandemic. She's a very compassionate person to everyone and loves what she does.
What's a phlebotomist?
I feel like I know that. Siri, what's a phlebotomist? Hey, Siri.
Oh, gosh.
What's a phlebotomist?
A phlebotomy is the process of making a puncture in a vein, usually in the arm.
Oh, okay. She does needles or punctures the vein.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, my Siri went off and it whoosh, pulled up like a botanist, just the plant people.
Didn't hear me.
Yeah.
Ashley Freeman is a pharmacy technician who has been on the front lines through this whole pandemic. Heather, my soon-to-be wife, she's an ER nurse, shift lead. I am a full-time firefighter and Army vet. The only reason I bring up myself is to say even with my stressful jobs, she keeps me level and grounded. She deserves a sign more than anything. A sign would be perfect.
You both do.
Mm-hmm. So we will totally deliver signs to you guys. Thank you to everyone who signed up, like we said, either for yourself or for someone you know. And thanks to Window Nation.
Of course. Appreciate our friends at Window Nation. You can look out that window looking at that beautiful frontline hero lives here sign.
Yeah. By the way, if you want to see what they look like, go to @TheMRLShow on Insta. We posted up a picture. The signs came out really well. Like, the frontline hero lives here sign is huge.
I know. I thought for sure it'd be something was wrong with it because we don't know how to design signs.
I mean, I wanted the Manny, Roy, and Loren part to be the biggest part and the frontline hero lives here sign to be just a little smaller.
No, you did not.
But we'll take it.
You did not.
No. All right. So our process will be underway, and this is going to be our summer project, Roy.
All right. Perfect. I can't wait to travel all across the Carolinas meeting you.
We got a DM from Krista. Krista wants to know if she found out something on the third date that she should have found out on the first date.
Well, I don't think so. The first date's always a lie.
All right, we're going to talk about this in less than 10 minutes.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our KISS95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
All right, we got this DM here with the Manual and the Rim Morning Show from Krista that says she's been on Bumble dating. She went on three dates with a guy who revealed that he was a father on the third date. She says that having a kid is not necessarily a deal breaker for her, but lying about it is. And it's not that he lied, but omitting and lying to her are pretty close cousins.
I totally agree. I got sucked in this way once.
You thought that by the third date, there should have been a conversation about kids?
Well, I think it was around the third date. I was going out with this girl, and she picked me up, and she had a car seat in the back of her car, and I'm like, huh. Maybe she drives her nieces or nephews around.
That's where your mind went?
Yeah, dude. I mean, I just moved from New Jersey to Little Rock, Arkansas. And kids my age where I grew up in New Jersey weren't having children. They were going to, like, college and stuff.
So you're like, for sure, that can't be for her.
She's 22. What is she, a mom? Yeah, right. And then I realized that there's a whole other world out there and that people do have kids when they're young. And
especially in the South, man. You marry your high school sweetheart and you have kids at like 18.
Yeah.
If not before that. Same teen mom?
Yeah, I know. You're right. So, like, by the third date, at least by the third date, I think she said, like, I asked her out again. She goes, I can't. I have my kids. And I was like, you work at a daycare? What do you mean you have your kids? And she's like, no, silly. I have a boy and a girl. Two kids. The car seat was for the younger one. The boy was like six and old enough to ride up front. So, I would say I agree what Krista says. Omitting that you're a parent, like, that needs to be on your dating app. That needs to be on your profile.
A dating app? A proud dad?
Proud dad, proud mom, mother of two, father of two, whatever. You know what I mean? I think that needs to be on there or else... You got to bring it up on the first date, Roy. Has that not come up in conversation? What did they talk about on the first two dates that didn't include that person talking about their kids?
I don't know. I don't want to say that I think it needs to be brought up on the first date. I think that when it's time for it to organically come up, it must come up. Don't omit it, you know.
No, that's true. And I guess maybe I consider myself an expert at conversation and I would probably get it out on the first date just by my curiosity of hammering questions out.
Yeah.
What did someone forget to tell you and you found out like after you started dating that person? 704-570-9595. Like, I wonder, like what else would kind of shock you? I got to tell you something. It's our fourth date and I'm really starting to get feels for you. I'm moving.
Oh, that's the worst.
Right?
That's the worst.
I went to the doctor today. They gave me 3 months.
Oh, my gosh.
3 months of what? To pay your bill? No.
Well, at least you could make them comfortable and happy for 3 months.
Yeah. You should be on a date nursing dating app site, not dating me. I don't know. What else could someone tell you on, you know, date 3, 4, 5 that you feel like you should know on date one? I think kids is a definite date one conversation. If you don't like dogs or pets, That's got to be, right? Right, producer Nicole? You would never date someone who didn't like a dog.
Those people exist? That's so, like, that's just, I don't know. I guess I assume that everyone is a dog person.
My mom does not like animals. Forget just dogs. Cats, really? Dogs. My mom is not an animal person. She thinks they're filthy. And my dog licked her hand the other day, and she freaked out. She literally did. She just thinks they're disgusting. Like, if the dog licks
they
Dean.
Are gross.
If our foster dog licks Dean, she's like, go wash your face, Dean. You know, she has no idea.
I do have that same reaction when people use plates, when they let dogs lick off plates. I'm like, oh, you eat off those. Stop. Oh, my gosh. We got a text here from 954 that says, how about I'm going to jail? Yeah, you got to bring that up.
That's a good one. Yeah. Are you familiar with conjugal visits? Here's someone who said that they found out that they had four kids instead of one.
Okay.
That's a lot, too.
Well, maybe that's just miscommunication. At least he wasn't lying about the kids.
828 said she's married. You never want to find out she's married.
Imagine if you'd like really disagree with their job. Like what if they're like working at a funeral home and that just freaks you out?
Right.
You know, you find out on the third day that they're the person that goes and picks up dead bodies.
Yeah, or like our buddy Greg's a garbage guy.
Right.
But you might not want to date a garbage person because you might not want to deal with their stinky clothes.
Yeah, let's talk with Melissa and Catawba. Hey, Melissa.
Hi.
So you found this out on the fifth date. What is that?
So my boyfriend at the time, I was 20 years old and he was 12 years older than me.
And so you didn't know that until you went out?
I had no idea. I thought he was 25. I was 20.
Mm-hmm.
His friend had told me he was 25. And yeah, he said, I have something to tell you. I said, oh, please tell me you're not 30. He's like, I'm 32.
So was he lying about the age or was it just miscommunication?
His friend told me he was 25. And so I thought he was 25. So he never technically lied.
Okay. Is that a deal breaker? 32 is still pretty young.
I didn't tell my dad for a very long time. Yeah. I lied how old he was.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, bless him for looking young.
I know.
Yeah. He fooled me. He fooled all my friends, everybody.
Let me ask you this. Since we have you on the phone, do you feel like kids should be something that's talked about on the first date? Do you feel like Krista might have been lied to since he didn't admit it until the third date?
I don't think she was lied to, but I definitely agree that it should be on the first date. He also had kids. He did tell me on the first date that he had kids. So it's definitely not a deal breaker for me.
Yeah, that's funny. But thanks so much for listening. We appreciate you calling in this morning, Marissa. Or Melissa.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, it's Melissa. I love you guys.
Oh, we love you. Thank you so much.
How come I'm the only one that found out that she had kids from the car seat in the back of the car? And then I didn't even know that right away.
Yeah, and then on top of that, you thought it was like because she was an aunt. Do you think I have a car seat in the back of my car at any moment in case my nieces come? No. That's so stupid.
Things you found out on the third, fourth, or fifth date when you found out that they're going through a divorce. That's something that should be on the first date.
Yeah.
Because you got to know, man.
They're still technically married. They're just separated, you know.
Someone says, I grew up with Manny and my favorite local bar owner's daughter forgot to tell me she was gay and I was her last try at a guy. What?
Oh,
I don't know who that is.
The last try at a guy. That's a good sense. If I don't like this, I'm for sure gay.
You did that to a girl, though.
Listen, I wanted to, when I was like telling myself, oh, no, you're not gay. You're not gay. And then I'd force myself to try to date a woman. I'm like, oh, it ain't working.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Steve, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All right, you got in touch with us, and we had to get you on the radio to discuss this. Tell everyone what is going on and why you need some help with an argument you and your wife are having.
Well, it's maybe a little bit strange, but...
It's a lot of it strange.
Yeah, well, basically, I find my wife's mother incredibly attractive. she's just a hot, older woman, man. What can I say? You know, I have eyes, and they have reactions. And my wife's mother, she's in her 50s. She looks a lot like my wife, works out almost every day, great body, great personality. Unfortunately, her husband passed away a couple of years back, and she hasn't been on the dating scene since. I've kind of expressed this to my wife before, and she's getting very upset with me about it.
Oh, you told your wife. I was about to say, you're acting like you're talking to dump your wife and go with the mom. I mean,
this is so funny because Loren, who's not here, as you know, she's home on maternity leave. Her mom and her are very attractive, and Dallas, her husband, makes the joke. Loren said it 100 times on the show. Like, she can go either way. He can go either way. She's 10 years older than Loren, and he's 10 years younger than Dana.
So I'm not alone.
No, you're not alone. You're not. But I don't think Dallas sits there and tells Loren how hot Dana, her mom, is over and over again, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it has its positives and negatives, but I want to be clear. My wife thinks that it's creepy that I'm attracted to her mom.
But your wife may be creeped out because maybe you're saying creepy things.
It's nothing too suggestive, you know. I think that she just kind of embraces it because we have her over. She sleeps at our house sometimes, you know. Most people want to get as far away as they can from their mother-in-law.
My dad told me a long time ago, if you want to see what your wife's going to look like in the future, look at the mom.
So congratulations.
You got that going for you.
I think I chose right.
Well, I guess listen, I get what you're saying where a lot of guys, Roy, don't even like the mother-in-law. Uh-huh. So at least he does. But I don't know if I would call it creepy, but I also don't think you need to be flaunting it over and over again. You know, like, hey, is your mom coming over to swim in her bikini?
That joke gets old.
Right.
We get it. She's hot.
All right. So you're saying tone it down a bit.
Hey, but you know what, Steve? There's these things called inside thoughts, and then there's outside thoughts. You got to learn the difference between the inside thoughts and the outside thoughts.
I'm just trying to be an honest man, you know?
I get it.
All right, dude. Well, you go enjoy your weekend with your mother-in-law. By the way, someone texted in, a 704 area code texted in and said, ask him this. If your wife, God forbid, ever passed away, would you marry the mother right afterwards?
It definitely crossed my mind.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
All right, guys. Appreciate it.
I don't know, Roy. I find it somewhat flattering that he finds his mother-in-law attractive, and maybe the wife should be okay with that.
No, he's bordering a disrespectful line.
That's the vibe you're getting?
Yeah.
Maybe you're right.
It's a little weird if... And it's weird if you kept saying that your wife Amanda's mom is so hot and attractive. That's weird.
Yeah, that is true. I did date one girl whose mom was very attractive, and I told my girlfriend that. And
how'd that go?
But she gave me that line. She goes, well, good. Now you know what I'm going to look like when I get older.
I mean, it is so true.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, coming up after 7, it's a debate that we've talked about before. And I noticed something in a movie I was watching yesterday. So many flaws, Roy.
Of course there's a flaw in the movie.
So we got to discuss, but these are flaws that could be easily fixed.
Okay, like edited out, continuity?
It's just not realistic.
Okay.
Okay, so let me explain to you what I saw yesterday.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So there I was.
It doesn't surprise me that you're annoyed by a TV or movie.
Yeah, and I think we all have little things about TV shows and movies that annoy us. Like, my dad, as an airline pilot, doesn't like movies that aren't realistic about the airplanes. Like,
well, aren't airplane pilots actually, isn't that like a boring thing? You got to make it more interesting.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's just like basic things. Like when the plane's going down the runway, the pilots are looking straight ahead, like at all times. It's just what they do. And they only talk about things that are happening on the takeoff. Mm-hmm. But like some movies have the pilots like looking right or left and they're discussing like something. It's just so bad. And my dad can't get over that. Like you watch a movie with my dad and something involves an airplane, like Die Hard 2.
Mm-hmm.
Or snakes on a plane, and my dad's going, oh, that would have an alarm on it. There's no way the guy could get there. That's awful.
That there was being an alarm on it. That's funny.
Like, when Howard Stern made his movie Private Parts, he said the one thing he wanted to do was make it a realistic movie about radio because he hates when there's movies about, you know, that include like a radio scene, and the guy's not wearing headphones and he's talking to a caller.
Yeah.
Because the minute we hit the microphones on in here, it turns off everything.
We don't hear you. Yeah, the speakers are muted, so we can hear through the headphones.
And so I found this list yesterday, and I was like, this is all so true. It's impractical things that always happen in movies. Knocking someone out with a single punch.
Yeah, you don't fall to the ground, but I've gotten into a fight where I punched somebody square in the nose, and that really upset them. And so they were done. They were like, that really hurt
you them. Hit someone?
Yeah, I've gotten into a fight
really?
Before. I've gotten into a couple fights.
I don't imagine you the aggressive.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Well, I wasn't the aggressor. Oh. I was pushed to the point of a fight.
I'm sorry. I'd like to visit that storyline somewhere.
Okay.
How about this? How about when villains reveal their plot to a hero? That is so true.
What do you mean when villains release? Oh, when they like, tell the everything? Ooh, I had the big master plan of doing this.
Superman's tied up, and Lex Luthor comes in and goes, now I'm going to take over the following countries at the following times. And Superman's not dead yet, and he's going to get away, and then he knows the plot.
Yeah, that is stupid.
Or, like, when the bad guy, I think this happened in Die Hard, like, the bad guy's got the hero down, and he's ready to shoot him, and the guy goes, hold on a second. And he goes, yes. He goes, I have one thing to say. He goes, go ahead. Like, what? You just spent half the movie chasing the guy to kill him. Now you're going to let him talk?
That's so true.
All right, what is it that annoys you about movies or TV shows? 704-570-9595. We'll get a list going. We'll put this up at kiss95.1.com.
Let's bring in Michael from Charlotte. Michael, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. What's the movie?
Hey, guys. It's the movie Twister, and it's something really subtle. But, you know, to add drama to the movie, when Bill and Helen Hunt are chasing the first tornado, and Bill has to climb out the back of the truck to actually set up the Dorothy, and he's got to flip the 1,000 switches and turn knobs, and it's just the most annoying thing in the world because it just takes forever. And then at the end, on the last tornado, Helen Hunt climbs out the back, flips 3 switches, and it's ready to go.
Yeah.
I know. There's so many things about Twister that I couldn't stand. Roy and Loren and Nicole love Twister.
I think it's great. I love anything about tornadoes. I'm a big fan of that stuff.
I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, the whole storyline, though, of Bill Paxton with that new wife who has to go on the chase.
Yeah, it's a little much.
You know, arms crossed, annoyed the whole time.
On the phone trying to do business with tornadoes falling out of the sky.
All right, thanks, Michael.
You okay? Yeah, that part of the movie is pretty annoying.
I know.
All right, let's talk with Brandon. Brandon is Charlotte.
Hey, good morning, guys.
All right, buddy, what annoys you about movies?
Any war movie, they have infinite ammo. It makes no sense.
They do.
Yeah, and the good guys always hit the bad guys, and the bad guys never hit the good guys.
Correct.
You're right. It's every movie. I know. Or TV show. Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah.
How about this one? There's a movie or a TV show, and there's something going on in the world that's crazy, like War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise, where like aliens are attacking.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Cruise sees something, goes inside, turns the TV on, and immediately the news story is on. It's like it's not commercial.
No.
It's not weather.
I mean, I guess that is true. In the event, like when 9/11 happened, you turn on the TV and every channel had what was going on. It has to be really bad for that to be true.
Here's a couple more things. Hilarious and practical things that always happen in movies and on TV. Typing super fast and looking up because you pulled up the information for on someone or something. So in other words, like if you're a cop and you're looking through the database, you're like, okay, give me the name. Oh, yeah, it says right here he's 15.
I know, because you know why? Because clicking, because normally you would just click, but that's not cool for TV.
Right. Yeah, or even if they're looking through, like, files, and they're looking for something specific in the file, they'll go to the file, they'll open it, they'll look, and they'll go, yep, says right here, you know.
Well, I used to know someone.
It takes me forever to find stuff when I look.
I used to know someone that worked for a hospital, and they would always comment on how everything's so digital now or something. And they would watch Grey's Anatomy back before they had the iPads. And they're like, well, no one writes all that stuff down. There's like a computer. You type it in. That's not how that works. Like, they act like the interns were drowning in paperwork. They're like, it's all digital now.
And that's why I hated House. You loved House. I hated House. Oh, I hated House.
Oh, man, I love a doctor that's addicted to pills.
House, all these experts would sit there dying to try and figure out what's going on. And House walks into the meeting drunk and hungover from the night before and goes, you're missing the biggest thing here. Here's what it is. Blah, 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 blah. And knocks it out. How about 410 says, in the Fast and Furious movies, stop right there. I refuse to debate a franchise as good as the Fast and the Furious. We will not go down that road.
You know, you and I don't like the Fast and Furious movies, but Loren loves them.
That's so strange.
She loves them.
I don't know who you think you're playing with. I don't play this game.
In the Fast and Furious movies, the car's gearboxes must have 36 gears in them. They shift the cars 1,000 times. That is so true. Oh, that is so true.
I love listening to Vin Diesel act.
I don't know who you think you're playing with. I don't play this game.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show. Sorry about to do a broadcast.
Okay, so you have a beef with someone, and it makes me laugh because you're it's the second time you've had a beef with this person, but it's not the same person, same company.
No, the first person I think got fired.
And it's always like over something that when I look at it, maybe you're doing something wrong. But anyway, tell everyone what's going on. What's your beef and who's it with?
Well, the mailman would not take my mail. You know, I actually send out letters and thank you cards and notes to people. I still do the old fashioned thing. And so I don't have a mailbox, the normal one, like at the end of the driveway. I got one of those that's right at the front door.
Okay.
Where your mailman has to walk on foot and hand deliver, put it in your box.
Now, does the mailman in your neighborhood or post person in your neighborhood walk the whole neighborhood or do they drive, get out?
He walks the whole neighborhood.
Okay.
So he parks like at the end of the neighborhood and then he walks around everywhere. And for the longest time, I had struggles on getting them to take my mail because when it's on your porch and it's not at the end of the road, it's not like you had that flag.
Right.
You know, it's just there. It's just like this mailbox on your door. So I would, you know, try to do things like leave the mail sticking out so they would see it. I would put it on top of the mailbox, just kind of hanging out up against the wall. I would try to do all these different things for them to see it. And so I called and I complained and they're like, all right, we'll make sure we get your mail next time.
But when he drops off your mail, does he not see?
I guess not, because he'll just, like, there was a time where my mail would stick out. He'd go up, put that mail in the mailbox, and then put my mail for the day in.
I was thinking that maybe he dropped off other mail.
Maybe. I don't know. He just wouldn't look. So then I went out to Lowe's, and I got a magnetic red flag that you see, like, on the mailboxes on the side of the road.
Yeah.
And so whenever I wanted him to take up the mail, I would then put my magnet red flag up, mm-hmm. saying, hey.
And you discuss this with him so he knows.
No, because he's so elusive. I can't ever catch the guy. he's like Santa Claus. He comes, but you never know when. It's the most It's the most amazing thing.
The cookies are eaten, the milk is gone, and my mail is there. It's amazing.
It's unbelievable. Okay. I would be sitting there, and I'm like, and I'd be looking, and I'd go use the restroom, come back, and the mail has already been done. And I'm like, how did that happen? How?
Damn it.
I can never catch him.
Okay.
So he then would ignore the red flag. And I'm like, I feel like red flag's pretty universal. It's up. That means you need to grab things. He would still shove my mail in and ignore all the previous thing. So I then, what I'm now having to do is put the red flag up, but I now put the red flag up in front of the box. So he literally has to move the red flag to open the box.
Okay.
And then I write a note on top of it saying, inside is mail, please take. And that seemed to work.
You spell it out.
I spell it out.
So what's your beef?
I shouldn't have to do all that. There's got to be an easier system. And I don't know if it's because maybe, you know, maybe for the mailboxes that's at the end of the driveway, they're allowed to take mail from those, but the ones that's on the porch, they don't. I don't know the rules.
You have to have a conversation with him.
You can't catch him. He's Santa Claus.
I know. I get that.
You can't catch him. I'm telling you. I've even drove through the neighborhood and I see him, and I'm like, should I really hit the brakes and pop a Yui and talk to him? for my car.
I'm gonna park and get out and humanize yourself.
I guess. I don't know.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Roy. I live up the street.
You messed up my name.
Yeah. That's always a good introduction.
Well, I called the post office originally on the previous guy because we were having this issue. And I didn't realize it was such an official thing where they create like a case and they bring the guy in and they talk to him.
That guy got taken off your route after 30 years of being on the route.
And seriously, after I made that phone call, he was no longer our guy.
Okay.
Now I got this other guy, which, by the way, I liked my original guy. He was cool. He had dreads. Loved him. But now with this guy, you know, I
980 said, yeah, your mailman's a jerk. And this is coming from me, a mail carrier.
Oh. Well, thank you. Thank you to know that I'm not crazy. But then now I'm paranoid that, hey, he probably thinks that I'm a nut job or that I'm, mean because I'm putting, like, notes saying, hey, take my mail.
Here we go again. I know it goes back to something we've discussed 1,000 times, but if you had good relationships with your neighbors, you can ask them what they do. But since you don't, you can't ask them.
My neighbor did knock on my door one day to ask if we had water.
That was nice.
Well, I was shocked.
Did you give her a bottle of water?
No. Do we have running water?
Oh, okay, I see.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
A little bit of a impossible question, mind bender, if you will.
What was the question again, Roy, that you threw out there?
A household on average has 5 pounds of this laying around.
I said paint, and that was incorrect. Let's go to the phones and see if anybody's got a correct answer, Roy.
All right, what do you think, Lindsay and Albemarle?
Sugar.
Does the average household have 5 pounds of sugar laying around? That is incorrect.
I like that guess, though, because it could be in a jar. It could be, like, you know, on the floor.
Yeah, 5 pounds of sugar. Let's talk with Alicia in Statesville. What do you think?
Is it dirty laundry?
Average household has 5 pounds of dirty laundry. That is incorrect.
I probably have 20 pounds of it.
Oh.
Alicia, good guess, though. These are all good guesses. We got 12 lines lit up. Let's go to line. Let's see what Ashley says on line 8, Roy.
Ashley in Waxhaw, what do you think?
Well, the lady before me took my answer, so now my new answer is going to be garbage.
5 pounds of garbage?
Good guess. Including the upstairs bathroom, downstairs bathrooms.
Some stuff laying around?
Yep.
That is a good guess. And Ashley, that is incorrect.
Aw.
Aw.
I thought you had it too, Ashley. Let's go to Elkin.
All right, over in Elkin, we got Susan. Susan, what do you think it is? The average household has 5 pounds of this laying around.
I said change.
Change? Like money?
Like money?
Yes.
See here. The average household has 5 pounds of loose change. That is correct.
Hey! Way to go, Susan.
Yeah.
That's a really good guess, because somebody else on line 4 I like, Danielle, says dust, and I thought that was a good guess.
Yeah, it is a good guess.
But the answer is change. Now, that's the good news is you got the answer. The bad news is we don't have a prize for you.
But you got some change in your house you need to go find. So.
Oh, yeah.
All right, be proud. Thank you. Got today's mind bender. All right, thank you.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Good morning, Tina. Why do you need to know if your boyfriend of 4 years is cheating on you?
I don't know. My boyfriend, Brian, I feel like everything is solid, but last week I was doing laundry and I found something in the pocket of his pants. It just made me feel like really weird. He had a list of names, girls' names, and like I took a photo of it with my iPhone and it says Michelle and then a phone number. Kristen and a phone number, and then it says Amy and there's a phone number, and then he like put all these stars by it and wrote hot. And, wow. I mean, Brian travels for work, so he meets people, but it's just made me feel like he's cheating on me.
Could these be ex-girlfriends?
Yeah, well, I was gonna ask, did you know any of those names?
No, I don't know any of them. I mean, I don't, Michelle, Kristen, Amy, but like Amy is, well, I know. I don't have any friends named that. He doesn't have sisters. Like.
It's the Spice Girls.
I don't think so.
I'm joking. Of course it's not. Did you confront him?
No. I mean, I just, like, wrote into you guys. Like, no, I haven't said anything yet. I mean, I took the photo of the list, but.
I mean, if she confirmed him, he might not tell her the truth anyway.
those pants that he had that you wash, or those pants that he travels with?
Yeah. I mean, I literally, like, did our laundry after one of his work trips, and I didn't mean to be snooping, but I was kind of happy when I found it.
You got
to
go through his pockets and try and find that extra money. Right? What do you think, Tina? You want to do War of the Roses?
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather just know. You know what I mean? I don't want... He travels so much, and I am so good to him. Something going on the side, or I guess three people going on the side. I just want to know.
4 years is a long time. I mean, you guys probably be talking marriage already, right?
Yeah, I mean, we live together. I'm doing his laundry.
The least you could do is not cheat on me.
Right?
Jeez. Well, let's hope that he's not cheating. You know, we do a lot of these War of the Roses, and a lot of times we call, and they'll send it to the person on the phone, and it's just a big misunderstanding, and everybody walks away happy, okay?
Okay.
Let's hope that happens with you. Roy, give Brian that top number there was the good number.
Dial him up.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Brian.
This is he.
Hey, Brian. My name's Lisa. I'm one of the managers at Flowers for You. We're a romantic gift company, and I was just calling to let you know that you're our winner of our monthly Text to Win contest. Congratulations.
I don't even know how I got on this list.
It's just a text-in number, so pretty much either yourself or one of your friends probably entered you in it. But regardless, you win a dozen beautiful red romantic roses to send to the one that you love.
This sounds like a spam email.
It's not a scam, I can assure you that. I don't need a credit card or anything like that from you.
Okie-doke.
So
can
pretty
I
much...
send it anywhere?
Yeah, anywhere in the U.S.
What's my obligation again?
There's no obligation. We just ask that you tell your friends about us.
That's interesting. Okay. Yeah, I think I could send somebody.
Okay. Who would that person be?
Her name is Amy.
Okay. To Amy. And you also get a card with these beautiful romantic roses as well. What would you like this card to say?
Between you and me?
Between me and you, or between you and this person?
Between you and me and Amy. Let's hope these roses match the lingerie I bought you.
Oh my God. Brian, are you f***ing kidding me? Who the f*** is Amy?
Oof.
Brian.
Oh,
oh, hey, Brian.
Oh.
Hey. It's me. What are you doing?
No. I'm Tina.
Yeah.
Holy
yeah.
No, no, I meant to say Tina.
Because I'm on the phone. Brian, who's Amy? I'm not kidding right now. I'm not kidding. Who is Amy?
Brian, if you haven't already noticed, you're live on the radio. This is Kiss 95.1's War of the Roses.
Hi.
That's your girlfriend, Tina.
Mine.
She found a name, several names in your pocket. Michelle, Kristen, and Amy. We imagine the Amy that you sent the flowers to is the Amy on the list that says circled with hot next to it.
Oh, God.
Yep.
What kind of a list would that be?
I mean, you're busted.
Yeah, I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
You're cheating on Tina with somebody named Amy?
I can't even believe this right now. Who's
I'm pretty
Amy,
amazed
Brian?
That you would bring this to the radio, Tina.
Well, I'm glad I did, because you look like an idiot right now.
I mean, do you want us to change it to Tina? Tina, do you want to accept these roses now?
No, you can send them to Amy. You can send them to Amy or Kristen or Michelle. You are a sleaze. You know what? Send them to Brian.
You know what? I can't believe you would air out your laundry like this.
It's not my laundry. It's your laundry.
Yeah.
Better than airing out that lingerie that you gave your girlfriend.
Yeah, or I was going to say, she actually did your laundry for you, and that's what got you busted, dude. Brian, he's gone. He hung up, Tina. So I guess it's over after 4 years, huh?
I mean, you didn't sound that sorry to me.
This is Maney, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
We gotta talk to our producer Nicole because she went to Portland, Oregon, And, well, there's other Portlands, aren't there?
Maine.
Yeah, Portland. Is it went to Portland, Oregon? And you almost died.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. In the moment of it, I wasn't really worried about it. My heart dropped. And then looking back on it, I'm like, wow, okay, I definitely could have lost my life.
So we have a picture of it's a little video of the moment at the MRL show on Insta. Go like us if you don't, and you can watch what happens as Nicole's taking a picture. What did you do?
Yeah, so Portland obviously is known for, well, not obviously, but they have a lot of trails, a lot of hikes. And since everything was closed, that's kind of what we relied on. Well, there's this one that's known for, I think it's called like the Trail of the Ten Falls. And it's all of these waterfalls that you can see, you can go behind.
Beautiful.
So you can actually take pictures and be behind a real waterfall. Well, there was one that we were coming, it was the biggest one, and we were coming to it, and there was this great picturesque opportunity kind of diagonal from it to where we could line up and the nature and the waterfall would be in the background. Well, it obviously, because it was close to the top of the water fountain, there was a cliff, and looking back on it, I mean, probably like 300 to 400 feet.
Whoa.
Now obviously it wasn't like a straight down fall, but definitely a hill and rocks and whatnot. So me and my best friend Jackie, we go to take a picture, and there was actually somebody else behind us on the trail who offered to take the picture for us.
Okay.
So we are like, perfect, this is great. So we're just kind of lining up to take the picture. And I didn't realize how close to the edge I was. So if you actually look, it was a picture, but with the iPhone, it takes live photos sometimes.
Yeah, I'm watching it now.
Yeah, so I turned it into a loop. But if you watch that, you can actually see my feet. Like, I just lose placement of my feet.
And the back of your, like, the back of your shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just a drop.
I mean, why would you be that close to the edge? You were, like, right on the edge of death.
I know. Looking back on it, I don't think I knew how back we were. Because if you look at my friend, she's kind of in front of a tree.
Yeah, and not nearly as close to the edge as you.
Yeah.
You know why? She lives in Portland. She's familiar with the terrain.
Yeah. And here then, I am, and some city girl.
So you almost fall. You could see the scaredness in your eyes. But then you throw up your hands to bring your friend down with you.
Well, okay. But
yeah, you almost grab her. Yeah.
Through thick and thin.
If you're going to fall, God, she must fall.
Through ups and downs. But yeah, so the woman actually taking the picture, like, freaked out and pretty much almost had a heart attack. And I tried to play it cool because I didn't really understand the significance of it. And then I just turn around and I look down and I'm like, oh, yeah, that could have been really bad.
You think it was a 300, 400 foot drop behind you?
At least, you would
have died. And how many times have we gone on here and we've reported that, you know, that's happening, that the because people were trying to do selfies at cliffs and people were falling.
The guy who invented the Segway drove his Segway off a cliff and died.
What?
Yes.
What?
And he thought that was a good idea.
Roy Googling now as we speak. It was an accident, obviously. But yeah, that's the point, is like, you play around cliffs, bad things happen.
Yeah, true.
And I love the fact that your friend in this picture, you have to go look at this. We're talking about it now. We'll put it up at kiss951.com for you to check out. But it's also immediately, you can check it out at the MRL show on our Insta. And you can see Nicole grabbing her friend. And I just can't get over the fact that right behind your, like, there's no barrier. There's no, like, there's a giant tree, but you couldn't reach that tree if you started to fall.
No, I would have had to rely on my cat-like reflexes to grab the ground.
I cannot believe you. And you have the selfie stick in your other hand. You have too much in your hand. That's what the problem is.
It's a GoPro stabilizer.
See, this is why I don't do anything.
Yeah, this is why you don't hike?
No, this is why I don't hike. Mm-hmm. This is why I don't go out.
You're talking to somebody who got bit by a poisonous caterpillar walking out of his house.
Because I would have died. Because I can't keep my balance while standing. I got a big belly, and so it's constantly wanting to bring me forward while I'm trying to fight it to bring it backwards.
Well, that's good. I mean, your belly would have held you forward.
Well, I don't know, dude. Yeah, I'm bouncing all over the place.
Roy would have knocked the friend down and he would have stayed up.
Yeah, my luck.
Oh, man. All right, go check out that picture now. And also, shoot us your almost died moments.
Yeah, what's your near-death experience? 704-570-9595.
Nicole almost fell off a cliff in Portland. We want to know what yours is.
Oh, I love you guys. I hear you every morning. You guys make my day. Oh, my gosh.
I'm a huge fan of your show. I've been listening to it for a long time.
Say I love you guys in Spanish for us.
Lo quiero mucho, muchachos.
Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
You know that website Ranker?
Yeah, where they rank things?
Yeah, they put out the grossest sounding words.
Moist?
Yep. Puss?
Fudge.
Fudge?
That's kind of gross sounding. You don't know.
That's delicious. Use it in a gross way. Because fudge to me, like, is delicious.
It's squirted out like fudge? I don't know.
Okay, I see what you mean. Like, honey, come look in the toilet.
It looks like fudge.
Warning, gross content in this segment. Schmegma? The buildup of skin and other crud.
Okay. Yeah, I don't like that.
It was so funny when Hoda, Al, and Craig Melvin were doing this on the Today Show. Are these gross, Nicole? Are you cringing?
Yeah, I wasn't going to listen, but here I am.
Yeah, here you are. I'm bringing you into it. Here's the, these are the grossest sounding words according to Ranker. Seepage.
Oh, seepage is pretty bad.
Discharge.
Never. That's disgusting.
Although it's very medical to me, but yes.
I was just thinking the same thing. You answer questions like any random discharge or, you know, yeah. Or on those commercials that, you know, you take, if you have a kidney issue, you could take this medicine, but the side effects are just.
Okay, Manny, we get it.
Are just crazy.
Yeah,
I'm potting her down. I don't need her in my ear. You know, the side effects are like, stay. The one of them says, stay away from pregnant women.
What happens if you're near them?
What do? You do emote some electricity.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Stay away from pregnant women. It said
if you're on this, stay away from pregnant women.
Yeah.
You may hear this sound.
I'm on medicine that has a bunch of crazy side effects. Luckily, none is too bad, but like not depression, major depression was a side effect.
Wow.
Major depression.
Do not operate machinery. Yeah. Discharge. Okay. Phlegm was another one. Grossest sounding word.
Phlegm's bad, yeah.
Bay.
Bay?
Yeah, the name for your significant other. Because it's grossest sounding words and strangest words.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, when I was in the closet and I didn't want to use pronouns, I would say bay.
Puss. Yeah. Puss is gross.
Nope.
Did we miss anything?
I think we covered all the disgusting words.
Yeah. Good list, Ranker.
That's nasty.
You know what's funny too is when there's a word that someone thinks is disgusting, but you don't. You know, and you.
I don't mind moist because I love moist cake.
Right.
So that's a word that people hate, and I'm like, meh. As someone who cooks a lot, I love moist. You want a lot of things to be moist when you're cooking. You don't want it to be dry.
If it's dry when you're cooking, it's no good.
It's no good. You want everything to be. What's the alternative? Wet? I don't want to say wet. I want my cake to be wet.
No.
I want it to be moist.
Yeah. Yep.
I want, you know, my chicken to be moist.
That's right. We get it.
Moist.
You can lay back on the moist conversation.
Gotcha.
We got to get into something, a really cool announcement that we made early this morning. We need to tell people later on the show at 8:35, something really cool that we're doing this summer. And we have got good news. If you signed up for a Frontline Hero Lives Here sign, don't go anywhere.
This is Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
You know, there's so many frontline heroes out there. We kind of forget that coronavirus sometimes is still a thing. It is majorly increasing from what I see in the news.
Spiking, as they say.
Yeah, spiking is what they're saying, yeah. Now they're saying we're not going to hit our peak until July. I guess that will just keep changing, right?
Yeah, because it went from May to June to now July.
And then September. We're going to peak around Christmas.
Right when the second wave hits. But you know what? We're joking about it, but it's true. And now frontline heroes, frontline workers more than ever need our support. And we've teamed with Window Nation to bring a Frontline Hero Lives Here sign to your front yard so that everyone knows that you are a frontline hero.
That is true. People have nominated themselves or other people at kiss951.com. The nominations are now closed, and we're going to be delivering signs all throughout the Carolinas.
Here's a person who nominated themselves, and I love this. Lyle. Lyle says, I work in sterile processing with Novant Health. Sterile processing is highly unrecognized. I daily sterilize instruments for surgery to ensure nothing is passed through while in surgery.
Ooh, that is a good, important job.
And a job that I never thought of until right now, that someone has to clean the instruments. I feel the department as a whole is forgotten. Where the behind-the-scenes frontline warriors, just a sign to recognize the department would be amazing. Absolutely, Lyle. You got a sign coming your way, bud.
I just thought nurses cleaned them before the surgery. I didn't realize there's a whole department dedicated to it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, honestly, I thought they threw them out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Recycle them.
They're metal.
It could become a piece of a car.
Okay.
A filling in your tooth. Who knows?
All right, whatever.
Anyway, we're here to tell you that we now have all submissions are closed. We have reached our limit, and the frontline hero signs will now be delivered to your homes, places of business, wherever you want them, quite honestly. So we are no longer accepting signups. We've hit our limit. Thank you to everyone. We have hundreds of signs to hand out all summer long. We couldn't be happier to bring them to, like, Patty. Patty is my hero mom. She's been a NICU nurse for over 42 years. That's right, 42 years, and has remained positive and dedicated throughout COVID-19.
Now, to be clear, that's not your mom. You were reading that from the listener.
Right.
Okay.
Joe Zaliski. I'd like to nominate my husband, who works for Mecklenburg County Sheriff's Office and has been going into the office every day since the pandemic. He's been ensuring not only that the community is safe, but that those in jail remain safe during this time.
Ooh, yeah. And I'm watching Orange is the New Black, and there's a point where it's flu season and it's spreading throughout the jail. Mm-hmm. And I can only think about coronavirus when I'm watching it.
Yeah. Yep. So all you guys who have signed up or nominated someone you know to be a frontline hero, thank you so much for signing up. Congratulations. You are in. We will bring a sign to you.
We'll do our best.
We'll do our best.
Let's not be too confident in ourselves.
If you live in Asheville, we might have to meet somewhere closer, like Gastonia.
Right.
You know, Midway.
You drive the 2. We'll drive the 30.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Have you seen a picture of Baby Jackson?
I have.
The newest member of the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
Loren had her baby boy over a week ago now. Time's flying.
Baby boy was born with a full head of hair.
Yeah, man.
Which isn't unusual to be born with a full head of hair. I know a lot of people have babies like that, but I got to know when we talk to her if it, like, tickled coming out. Right? I mean, it's like giving birth to a hairbrush.
That's such an inappropriate question.
Why?
That's so weird.
I mean, it's numb, so I guess she doesn't feel anything. But
it tickle going out? I imagine that it is wet and the hair isn't fluffy, so it's not like tickling her on the... What's wrong with you?
What do you mean? Like, Loren could have been like, push, push, push.
No, that's not what was happening.
Loren, did it tickle when he came out with that head of hair?
Yeah.
You act like it's a troll doll coming out. With a massive amount of hair.
Anyway, go check out the pictures of awesome Baby Jackson, the newest member of the Manny, Roy, and Loren show on our Insta and on kiss951.com. Insta is at the MRL show. Follow us. We'll follow you back. We'd love to do that. Did you see the story where this drunk guy, Roy, at a wedding?
The best man?
Yeah, he was the best man. He did the ultimate no-no. You can't do this at the wedding. You can't stop the festivities to propose to your girlfriend who is in the bridal party if you're the best man.
No, that is their day, not your day. Don't. And by the way, I think at this point in time, everyone knows that. So
apparently, according to the article we found from the New York Post, the best man was so nervous about his speech that he got drunk. He then, in his drunken stupor, proposed to his girlfriend at the wedding. Stop the band during the first dance.
Oh, not the first dance. Guy was drunk by the first dance. The night just started.
Probably in the limo on the way over, he started drinking. They probably did a shot. I did a shot before I even did my vows.
Really?
Yeah, with my brothers and my uncle. Well, just to kind of you know, that's one of the benefits about having an older brother who's been married. Two of them were. And they're like, do a shot, tequila, trust us, it'll take the edge off when you go out there.
Were you nervous? Because you are never nervous about anything.
No, I could go out in front of a huge crowd at like a Christmas concert and talk to everybody and have no issues. This is a very intimate thing there. You know what I mean? Like everybody was there specifically for us, all eyes on us. So I was a little nervous.
Look at you.
I was.
Oh, that's cute.
And it's a big deal, bud. You'll find out when you marry Sterling one day that it's a big deal to tie the knot.
I don't know. He's offered many times for us to get married so I can get better health insurance.
You keep saying no?
Yeah, I keep saying no because we shouldn't just do it for that reason. And I think that's fraud. I don't know, to be certain.
We had a listener who swears I saw you at Diamonds Direct shopping a while ago, but
I think you would know. I do, by the way, get all these things where they see me at Diamonds Direct, or I'll say something on my video on my Instagram, and they pick up a word, and they try to piece things together.
I remember you went to Paris. Lorraine, Nicole, and I were so sure you were going to get engaged underneath the Eiffel Tower.
There's a group of listeners who think I am currently engaged and I've been hiding it. How about that move? Oh. I haven't told you or anyone.
I like those are called engagers.
Yeah, I have engagers who
just
follow
like
me.
The birthers.
They seriously think I'm engaged.
Well, listen to this. This guy. I just want to get back to this real quick, and then we're going to take stories on why you had to throw someone out of your wedding. We had to throw someone out of our wedding. We'll give you details on that after 9, but things went really south. The drunk man, the best man, said that before the wedding, he and his girlfriend had a discussion about how she wasn't ready to get engaged yet. Before the wedding. But during the wedding, he and his girlfriend went out for some fresh air and had a super amazing deep chat about life. And even though he was pretty drunk, he decided it was the right time to propose. And let's just say he didn't get the reaction he was hoping for. He stopped the couple's first dance and was expecting everyone to be overjoyed, including his bride-to-be. But instead, she started crying and ran outside.
Ooh.
Noting that while they were outside, he could see inside what was happening. The groom couldn't believe he proposed at his wedding. The bride was pissed because she had to go console the girlfriend who was in her bridal party.
And this is all during the first dance,
y'all. It was a disaster. They threw him out of the wedding. They wouldn't let him come back in. So he lost his girlfriend, who was supposed to be his wife and his best friend.
Yeah.
Tough.
Yeah, but you know what, dude? You got issues. He has major issues.
You
got
to be smarter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. If you and your girlfriend have an amazing moment outside and she says she's not ready to propose, don't hit her with the proposal.
Yeah, you idiot.
And stop the couple's first dance.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine at Kiss 95.1.
Why'd you have to throw someone out of a wedding? Or better yet, because we're getting more texts about this, who was super drunk at your wedding? And how did they embarrass themselves? That happened to a guy that we just talked about.
I hope a lot of people are super drunk at my wedding. I want there to be an open bar and good times.
Dude, we had an open bar. We got married at this hotel called the Peabody in Memphis. We're so lucky. And rooftop wedding. It was beautiful. I was so excited to start drinking at happy hour, like in between the ceremony and the actual reception.
Uh-huh.
We had this beautiful room upstairs on the top of the hotel that you could look out. I picked out all the food with my wife. We even had like a specialty Manny and Amanda or Steve and Amanda drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I just want to go in there and mingle with everybody. That didn't happen.
Why?
We went and took pictures.
Oh, no.
While they were up there.
I'm going to have to redo my thing. I can't do that. I got to have a good time.
So right after the ceremony, you want to go in and
have a good time
and hang? Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
We'll do photos another time, another day. We'll dress up. Here's the thing. When you're gay, you get to change out. The norms are out the door. When you're gay, you get to do whatever the hell you want at a wedding.
All rules are off.
All rules are off. I get to pick whatever I want to do.
Who was super drunk at your wedding, and how did they embarrass you, or how did they embarrass themselves? And did you have to throw someone out? Those are the two questions that we have at 704-570-9595. We're bringing this up, Roy, because
a guy got so drunk at the wedding after his girlfriend told him, no, I don't want to propose or anything. He gets drunk, interrupts the first dance, proposes to his girlfriend in front of everyone. She storms out crying, upset. He's drunk. The bride has to leave to go console her. It was a whole mess. They end up having to kick out the guy of the wedding for the rest of the night.
Side note, he was the best man and she was in the wedding party.
Mm-hmm.
And the New York Post ran that story. 203 said, our priest drank with the groomsmen party before our wedding. He mispronounced our name like 5 times during the ceremony.
Justin and Jasmine.
Is this one and that one?
I don't care which side you stand on. 704-570-9595. Who'd you have to kick out? Who got drunk at your wedding?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Manny Wondering Morning Show, Kiss 95.1. Wanted to hear the times that someone got super drunk at your wedding.
704-570-9595. You can text us, DM us at the MRL Show. There's lots of ways to get in touch with us.
Let's talk with Samantha and Lucas. Hey, Samantha.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing well. So tell us what happened.
So it was not my wedding, but my dad got a little tipsy before the wedding, and it was at a lake, and he actually dropped the rings. It made for some really funny wedding pictures, but he's never lived that down. Everybody still teases him, and it was years ago.
Dropped the rings in the lake?
Almost. Very lucky. He got very, very lucky.
Whoa.
Was he up there next to you?
Yeah, I was the flower girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, I listen, that's why you have a ring bearer, and the ring bearer carries the ring, and you tape the ring to his hand or her hand.
Mm-hmm.
And he could have used some tape.
Yeah. And so he got, when you say he got tipsy, that means he drank a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I did. I did a shot before my wedding, too, but I wasn't tipsy. I was just, you know, just a shot. Take the edge off.
Gotta get the nerves down for sure. I'm sure it's nerve-wracking being up there.
Yeah, I know. You're right about that. Thanks, Samantha. My cousin's wedding in 1983, I was the ring bearer. And the flower girl, her name's Susie. She's on the other side of the family, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so she friended me on Facebook a couple years ago. And she's like, hey, I'm with your cousin, and he told me you live in North Carolina. I was like, yeah. Doesn't this story sound familiar?
It does.
Everybody that wants to move to North Carolina reaches out to me.
Yeah.
So she says, hey, it's the flower girl from the wedding in 1984. I was talking to your cousin. He says you live in North Carolina. I just want to let you know I'm thinking about moving down there.
What's up with people that just think about moving places and then they do it? Like, I don't move unless I have to move. Like, it's never one of those... I've been thinking about living over in Montana.
That's really cool. You know who's about that life is Nicole.
She would just move to some place to start a new life just to...
Like right now, you just got back from Portland, Oregon. We talked about that earlier about how you almost fell off a cliff. You would totally move to Portland if you could.
Yes, I've Googled radio stations.
Oh my gosh. You probably do that to every place you travel to. Go down to Charleston, you probably Google Charleston radio stations. Yeah.
You're a West Coastie.
Yeah, specifically West Coast. Like when I went to L.A., oh, I was all in on L.A.
Yeah, you don't live in L.A. You work in L.A. You don't live in L.A.
Yeah, like you could live in Northern California. I could see you being like a Seattle person, Portland.
Yeah.
And San Diego. I'd like to bring this up, and we'll do it coming up here in 10 minutes, but we had an argument to start the show yesterday about a comment I made about the West Coast and the coronavirus. And I have facts to back up my comment.
Oh, seriously? We're going to bring that back up? You're stupid.
I couldn't sleep last night.
Okay. It doesn't make you look good.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on Kiss 95.1.
Got a bunch of text messages coming through from people who had to kick a drunk member out of the wedding or someone was drunk and embarrassed themselves.
Mm-hmm.
704 said, my best man got so drunk at my wedding, he got into a fight with the toilet paper dispenser in the men's bathroom.
I think he went three rounds with a couple ninja drop kicks to the dispenser, over $2,000 in damages.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh.
They had to pay. 828 said, my husband's best friend threw up in front of all my guests while the guests were walking in. He has yet to apologize to me. And the whole groom's line was swaying during our ceremony. And in the end of it all, at the end of it all, we all got kicked out of your own wedding. We had a gay wedding with mixed gendered wedding parties. A few people in the wedding party got so drunk their shirts were rarely on and ended up hanging from the string lights in the reception hall.
I love that. Yeah.
That's how you know it's a party. Dude, I'll tell you, you mentioned that you want to have an open bar at your wedding.
Yes, I do.
Make sure you budget out the most money for the bar, because we had the open bar, too. That's what we wanted.
How much does it cost?
We had over 200 guests, and we had $5,000 open, prepared for the open bar,
yeah,
and we owed $3,000 more. They called us on our honeymoon for the credit card information, or for the right to charge the credit card. So it was $8,000 in alcohol bills.
Jeez. And so would they just keep a tally of what everybody drinks?
Mm-hmm.
And then they just send you the final bill?
I guess.
Wow.
Yeah, and we had $5,000 budgeted, and they were like, hey, we've gone 25, you've gone 2,500 over. And I was like, yeah, no kidding. I remember seeing 10 of my friends triple fisting.
You're doing shots every 2 seconds.
Yeah. And then I saw somebody put a drink down that was half full. I'm like, no, pick that up.
Drink
it. What's wrong with you? Getting married's fun, Roy. We can't wait for your wedding.
I don't even know if I'll invite you. Well, I'm just kidding.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mady, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So yesterday was Nicole's first day back from her trip to Portland, Oregon, by the way, West Coast.
Right.
And you're a little nervous, Roy, because you're on immune suppressant medicine for your issues that you have.
Thank you.
HIPAA stops me from saying what issue. You can do it, though, if you want.
No, I like the idea of the mystery. It's fun that way.
Mystery illness. But anyway, the truth is we are taking extra precautions to prevent Roy from getting sick, God forbid, and any of us, honestly.
Sure, but it's best for all.
And we had a conversation about how Nicole's going to handle herself. Like even on the table was, does Nicole not come to work for 2 weeks?
Right.
Because she was on a plane, Portland, cut through Dallas. She was on 4 different planes.
Meanwhile, I go into the studio with a mask on. I give a knock to give you guys time to mask up, and you guys are just like, yeah, come on in.
Well, in our defense, I can't see it's you because of the glare. And then there's signs at the door that says, do not, I couldn't tell it was you.
Now, remember the masks, according to Dr. Z, who we had on yesterday from BetterMed, the masks are to prevent you from your droplets coming out at us.
So you for sure need to wear a mask.
But so
everybody was all worried about you because you went to the West Coast to fly out on an airplane. There was other people in the building that was worried about you coming back to work.
And I brought up the case because Nicole said all Portland's closed down. And I said, yeah, that's because they have a lot of trans-Pacific flights to Asia. And they shut down way early. And then I thought to myself on my way home yesterday, wait a minute, because you guys got all over me about how that's not right. It sounds wrong. It's insensitive. But the truth is, the first 2 cases of coronavirus in the United States came from not Portland, but a city not far away, Seattle.
Well, you said it a little better there. When you said it before,
yeah,
you were like, yeah, it's all shut down because they get...
Because
like the
they
Asian
have,
people go there or something.
I didn't say because
you
Asian
did.
Flights.
You said
I said
have,
Asian flights.
You said they have the most flights to Asia,
they do.
So they had to shut down.
Yes, it makes more sense.
Meanwhile,
the West Coast,
I've gone to Asia and did not go West Coast.
You went through JFK.
Mm-hmm.
The most flights. Just like we have the most flights to Europe on this coast. It makes sense, people. We go to Europe.
But the way you said it yesterday made you look a little dumb.
They go to Asia anyway. And then I thought about it on my way home, and I wanted to get that point out.
The first case was near them.
West Coast, Seattle. Then one in Florida, which doesn't hold up to my point, but I think you understand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.